Or Chaim Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Birchas HaPeirois. In the previous year, we summarized chapter 37 in Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on. V'zeh b'chinas Birchas Hanenin. What Rabbeinu Zal writes about over there in chapter 37 in Likutei Moran is related to the brachas that we make for having pleasure on food. She'osur lehono ismoilam azeh b'lo bracha. The Gemara tells us, a person is not allowed to have pleasure from this world without first making a bracha. Otherwise, it's considered stealing. Kizeh yodua, because this is a known fact in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Chassidus. Shalidei habracha shemavorchen al eze pri oikiyotze, ayideizeh malin hanefesh hamegugol shon. That through the bracha that we recite over any fruit or anything like that, by doing that, we elevate the soul that's reincarnated in that fruit or in that food item. Ki bechol dovor sheba'olam yesh nefoshos hamegulgolim. Because in everything in this world, in animals, in plants, even in rocks and things like that, there are souls that have been reincarnated, sent down to the world in these different forms in order to complete their tikkun. The Arizal, in some of his Sforim, discusses which sins will result in what type of gilgul. A person committing a certain type of sin, for example, chas v'sholom, a person who eats basar b'cholov, meat and milk mixed together, the Torah says, lo sevashel gedi b'chalei vimoy. Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. And the Arizal says that chas v'sholom, a person who violates this sin of mixing together meat and milk in an illegal way, comes back begilgul in a goat. And the Arizal brings very, very clear explanations and proofs to show these different reincarnations and what the tikkun for them is. V'alkein, and therefore, Iker habrocha hu bebechinas avira deretz Yisrael. One of the main effects of reciting a bracha on food is generating that air and atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, that holy air of Eretz Yisrael, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Kedei sheyia hamaychol nichlal b'avira deretz Yisrael al yidei habrocha. So that by reciting the bracha, we want that food that we're eating to connect to the holy air of Eretz Yisrael. Kishom tzivo Hashem es habrocha chayim. Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim where the pasuk says, because it's there in Eretz Yisrael that Hashem has commanded the blessing of life. Ki Eretz Yisrael hu mekoyer habrochos. Because Eretz Yisrael is the source of all blessing of the entire world. Kishom oilin kol hatfilois v'habrochois v'hahoidois, because it's via Eretz Yisrael that all of the prayers and all the blessings and all the praises of Hashem that are recited go up to heaven. They will go up via Eretz Yisrael. Kikol birchais hanenin onolameidem mibirchais hamozim, because the Gemara teaches us the fact that we have to make a bracha before eating or drinking from the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. That's the only one that's really written clearly in the Chumash. K'may Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara points out, La'achrov mavorich lefonov lekoshkein. If after eating we're supposed to make a bracha, then certainly before eating we should make a bracha. The Gemara uses this logic to conclude that a person must make a bracha before eating or drinking anything. V'ikar birchas hamozoin hi bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. And one of the main focuses of birchas hamozoin is Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekosuv, as it says clearly in the Torah, v'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto es Hashem alekecho al horetz hatoivo. You'll eat and you'll be full and you'll bless Hashem. Which blessing? Birchas hamozoin. Al ha'oretz ha'toiva, you'll bless Hashem over the wonderful country that He's given you, Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol birchas hanenin kulam heim b'shvil lehalois hanefesh asher shom ba'dovar oichel. because all of the brachas that we make over things that we're having pleasure from are being recited in order to elevate the soul that's found in that food item that we're eating or drinking. V'al kein tzrichin sheyeh kol habrochos hanenin bebechinas havira d'Eretz Yisrael. It's for this reason that these brachas that we're reciting must be connected to the air of Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosu v'yochalta v'savotoy v'rachto es Hashem alakecha al ha'oretz ha'toiva, that the blessing should be connected to Eretz Yisrael. Shemisham anu lameidim kol habrochos kanal. And it's from there that we learn out all the brachas that we make on all different foods. Why do we have to connect to the air of Eretz Yisrael? Kidei lehalois hanefesh al yidei avira d'Eretz Yisrael kanal. In order to be able to succeed in elevating that soul that's found in that food item, elevating it and connecting it to the Shechina, to the divine spirit of Hashem, through the atmosphere and air of holy air of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar aliyas hanefesh hu al yidei avira d'Eretz Yisrael. Because one of the main things that helps elevate a soul is the air of Eretz Yisrael, shehu bechinas hevel piem shel tinoika shel beis rabin, which Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 37 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal there equates these two. He shows how these two are the same. The Gemara speaks about the pure holy breath that comes from the mouths of small children who have not committed any sins yet. And therefore their Torah is on a completely different level. Their Torah, their prayer is on a completely different level. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that so too the air of Eretz Yisrael, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael, is on a completely different level than the air and atmosphere of the rest of the world. It's brought that the word Avir, Avir means air. The word Avir, Aleph, Vav, Yud, Resh, is a combination of two things. The word oir, aleph vav resh, which means light, and the yud always represents chachma. The yud of Hashem's name, yud kei vav kei, represents chachma. We're going to read this coming Shabbos, we're going to be reading Parshas Beshalach, where we have the Shira Sayam, which begins with the words oz yoshir moishe v'nei Yisrael, and Rashi points out that grammatically it should have said shor, oz shor Moshe, then Moshe Rabbeinu sang. It says yoshir, then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. Rashi says al shem hamachshava. The yud is al shem hamachshava. The yud in this context represents a thought for the future. So yud is associated with chachma, machshava. So the avir of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machim. The air of Eretz Yisrael gives a person chachma. Ki kishemavorchim alei zedovor, because when we recite a bracha over something, al yidei zeh nezgale koyach ma'asov, we are broadcasting the same message that Eretz Yisrael broadcasts. We're broadcasting this message that everything is created by Hashem. All of our blessings include this mention of the fact that Hashem is King who created the fruit and the everything. And the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael and our rights to Eretz Yisrael is based on this fact that Hashem created everything. By the fact that in the first pasuk in the Torah, Hashem reveals the fact that He created everything. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in many places. So therefore, we understand that through the bracha that we recite on any food, by which we're announcing that Hashem created this item, by doing that, we're connecting this food item that we're making a bracha on to the holy air, Bechinas avira d'Eretz Yisrael, the air of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar kiddushas Eretz Yisrael hu rak al yidei bechina zu. Because the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the relevance of Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish nation is all based on this. Al yidei bechinas koyach ma'asov. Based on the fact that Hashem expressed in the first line in the Torah that I created everything. Everything is the work of my hands. Al yidei shegila Hashem yisborach betchilas haTorah shehu yisborach bora hakol. By the fact that Hashem revealed all the way in the beginning of the Torah that He created everything. V'al kein, and therefore, b'chol mokim sheYisrael shom, wherever the Jews are found, u'megalin u'mefarsim es hakedusha, and we reveal and we proclaim the holiness. We reveal the Torah, we proclaim the existence of Hashem, Dahainu Shemegalin Shashem Yisbora Bora Koil, especially if we declare the fact that Hashem created everything, Nimshach Lashon Bechinas Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. We are drawing into that country, into that city, the holiness, an aspect of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas Mikdosh Ma'at, a miniature Beis Hamikdosh in a sense, which the Gemara says today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, which is the holiest part of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gives us miniature Batei Mikdashos, which are our shuls, our learning centers. Ki ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael hu rak al yidei koyach ma'asav kanal. Because the whole essence of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is based on recognition of the fact that Hashem created everything. And Hashem has designated this place, Eretz Yisrael, as being unique. As this concept is expressed in many places in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. And therefore, through the bracha that we recite over anything that we're going to eat or drink, umegalin shashem yisborach boras hadover hazeh, and we reveal, we declare that Hashem created this, al yidei zeh nichlal hadover hazeh al yidei habracha bebechinas avir d'Eretz Yisrael. Through the bracha that's being recited, we're connecting that food item to the holy air of Eretz Yisrael. Vayidei zeh malin hanefesh asher megugol shom. And by this is what enables us to elevate that soul that's found in the food. Ki ikar his alus hanefesh hual yidei bechina savira d'Eretz Yisrael kanam. Because one of the most important and effective things in elevating a Jewish soul is the air of Eretz Yisrael. That's what elevates the soul, which is an aspect of Torah, which is associated with remembering. In that chapter on Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal makes all of these connections. He quotes the pasuk, Toiras Hashem Temima Meshivas Nofesh. The Torah of Hashem is complete, it's whole, it restores the soul. So we see that nefesh and Torah are one. If we're talking about elevating the soul, we're talking about elevating the Torah also. And in that chapter, in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal gives a few different examples of things that play an important role in elevating the soul. He talks about shechita, about a shechet, especially a shechet who is shechting an animal. We know that the souls that are reincarnated in animals are usually even more significant souls. And that's why it requires this delicate, difficult process of shechita, which a person has to learn a lot, in order to perform the shechita properly. They have to learn a lot, and they have to be extremely careful how the knife and all the preparations and all the involvement in the shechita. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, but the most important thing, the shechita is accomplishing two things. It's readying that animal for a human being to eat it, but also the shechita must be on a level to be able to elevate the soul that's found in that animal, to elevate that soul to its tikkun. And the concept of zikoron, Rav Nosson Zal mentions here, Rabbeinu Zal says over there also that Zikoron is associated with the soul, spirituality. The body is physical. The more physical a person is, the more they don't remember what they're supposed to remember. Whereas the holiness is all about Zikoron. We speak about Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Katshei, remember the Shabbos. Leman Tizkor es Yom Tzeis Chomer Tzitzrayim, remember the wonderful miracles Hashem did for you. So the Torah, the soul, is associated with Zikoron, holy remembrance. V'zeh b'chinas ma shehizhir Rabbi Seinaz al linhoik kovoy bo'ichlim. And what we're learning here will also explain to us why the rabbis put tremendous emphasis on a person treating food with respect, showing respect for food, not throwing it on the ground, not treating it in a, not disregarding it like something insignificant. Kemo Yisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Shaloi levazoi seso ichlin, not to insult food. We know, for example, when a person is making kiddush on Friday night, we're told you must cover, if you're making kiddush on wine or grape juice, you must cover the challahs at the time. Why? Because you don't want to insult the challahs that are baked for Shabbos, covered Shabbos. That lechem mishnah is something important, something holy. And by making the kiddush on the cup of wine, when kiddush can also be made on the challahs, it could be insulting to the challahs. So therefore we cover the challahs to cover their embarrassment and shame that we're not using them at the time that we're making kiddush on the wine. We know at the Seder night in the Haggadah, if you follow the Haggadah Magid, whenever we pick up the cup of wine during Magid, we're supposed to cover the matzahs. Why? Out of respect, so as not to insult the matzahs. Insult the matzahs? Are you nuts? Food can get insulted? The answer is, you better believe it. You better believe it. Those that don't know, they look at a piece of food as it's just physical. It has nothing to do with spirituality. But the Torah teaches us, and especially the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Sifrei Chassidus, that this holiness, the divine presence of Hashem is found in everything. And there's levels and levels of this divine presence, and sometimes it manifests itself in an actual soul of a human being that comes down again to the world in a form of food or an animal or a plant or something else in order to complete its tikkun. Kemavur b'Shulchan Aruch, and as is also explained in the Shulchan Aruch, ki tzrichin linhoig kovoy bo'ichlin, kidei sheyisale hanefesh asher shom al yedei hakovoid shehu shoyresh hakoil. Because why do we have to show respect to food? Because this respect, this kovoid, is going to play an important role in elevating that soul that's found in the food through this respect, which is the source of everything. Kimavur heite bedivrei Rabbeinu b'maimranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this very clearly over there in chapter 37, and also in chapter 67 and in other places, that the source of all souls is the kisei hakovoid. We're told that all the nefashos are carved out from under the kisei hakovoid, the throne of kovoid of Hashem. So all nefashos originate from kovoid. And in order to elevate a soul that's in a fallen state, one of the components that's needed is this kovoid, this respect. As Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 37, Amasham Rabbi Seinuzal, regarding what the Gemara says, he zoharu bivnei am haoretz lechabdon. Be careful to show respect to children of parents who are not that learned, shemehem teitzei Torah. From them will go forth Torah. Ayin Sham Heitev, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Again, Shemehem Teitze Torah, from them will go forth. The word Teitze means to come out. And we said Torah is synonymous with Nefesh. Torah Sashem Timimo Meshivas Nefesh. So again, by showing respect to these Bnei Amoretz, this helps elevate the Torah that's going to come forth from them, the nefesh that's found inside of them. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, she'ikar habrocha shemavorchen al kol dover hu bebechina savira deretz Yisrael, that one of the main factors and one of the main ideas and powers of the bracha that we make on everything is this holy air of Eretz Yisrael that we're connecting to. Shehu bechinas hevel piem shel tinoikos, which is similar to the holy breath that comes out of the mouths of small children. Vezeh bechinas seder brochois shemalamdim es hatinoikos betchilas limudam. Rav Nosson Zal says this will explain to us why religious people, when they have children, as the children are starting to grow, when they first start being able to speak, the parents try to teach them to make brachas, to make a bracha on a drink, shahakol niyavidvoroi, boirei priyoeitz, ki ikar habracha hu al yedei hevel piyem shel tinoikos, because the whole concept of the holiness of a bracha is related to that pure breath of the small children, shehu hevel she'ein boi chet, which the Gemara calls a breath that has no sin associated with it. Bechinas avira d'Eretz Yisrael, so the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. V'shom mekoyer habrocha, and that's the source of all blessing. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, hamalach hagoyel oisim mikol ro, yevorech es hanorim, the angel who has saved me from all evil will bless the children. Yevorech es hanorim. The bracha is associated with the children. Validezeh nizgalin ho'ovois bo'ilam lahogein. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, the pasuk continues, Yevorech es hanorim, v'yikorei vohem shmi v'shem avoisai, Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov. That through reciting a bracha the right way, we reveal the merit of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, which is a protection for the Jewish people. V'nidche hadin, and this helps push aside, eliminate any harsh judgments. V'hachoshech, and the darkness. V'nichne hachoymer, v'haguf, v'hashikha, v'hasichlus, and this also subdues the physical matter, the body, the forgetfulness, the foolishness, all of those items we spoke about in the previous year that are in column B, the nimshach chesed. And this draws upon us a flow of chesed, bechinas chachma, v'chayim, v'zikoroin, which is associated with all of those items in column A that we refer to. Kimavoyer heite b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly over there in chapter 37 in Likutei Moran. Paragraph Beis, v'zeh, now we can understand also a famous quote in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Hayman deboy lemeheva chasida, a person who wants to be a chasid, chasid means an exceptionally righteous person, lekayem mili debrachos, should be especially careful to fulfill all of those items related to making brachas. Kalidei habracha ma'ales hanefesh kanal, because as we just explained, by reciting a bracha on something, you elevate the soul that's found inside that item. V'nimshach chesed, and that draws upon the person a flow of chesed. Bechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk over there in Likutei Moran, goymel nafshoy, ish chosid, a person who does good things for the nefesh is ish chosid, meaning they draw chesed upon them. And again, they're called ish chosid. Shal yedei habrachos hu chosid. Rav Nosson Zal says, so again, it's making brachos, which are a special tikkun for the nefesh, that qualifies the person to have this honorable title of chosid. Again, chosid is the word chesed, plus that yud, which represents chachma, chachma of kedusha. V'zeo, and this is also why the Gemara continues there, v'yamri lo, some say that if you want to be called chassid, mili da'avais, then you should be especially careful in performing those mitzvahs that are related to avais. Hainu kanal. Rav Nosnal says this fits perfectly with what we said before. Ki ikar habrochos heim bebechinas avira deretz Yisrael. Because one of the main effects of making a bracha properly is generating that holiness of the air of Eretz Yisrael and connecting to that. When a person generates that holy air of Eretz Yisrael, that also reveals the merit of the Ovois. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Avraham eskor, v'ho'oretz eskor. The Pasuk puts together the merit of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov and the land of Eretz Yisrael. So by generating that holy air of Eretz Yisrael, we're also connecting to the merit of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. V'zehu, and the Gemara gives a third opinion. V'amri lo, some say, mili denezikin, that if a person wants to earn this title chosid, they should be especially particular in fulfilling the laws of nezikin, damages, that if a person chas v'shalom causes any type of damage to anyone else, to be sure to correct it, to pay for it properly, etc. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into an explanation regarding this issue of nezikin and how it relates to what we're learning. Ki kol dinei nezikin heim l'salei k'hezek mechaveroi. Because all the laws of damages are all about removing, avoiding, causing damage to another person, or repairing, or paying back any damage that was caused. Levli lahazik echod es chaveroi, so that a person should not cause any type of damage to another person. Ve'im hizikoi, and if the person did, yishalim hazekoi, they should pay for it. Valideze nidche hadin. And by doing this, by fulfilling this mitzvah of repairing any damage, a person pushes away any harsh judgment, shehu bechinas hezek, which would manifest itself in the form of damage, chas v'shalom. V'zehu v'amri lo mili denezikin. And this is why some opinions say that the title chosid is earned by a person being strong in these mili denezikin. Dahainu lesalek velidchois hahezek vahadin vahachoshech. This means to remove and push away the damage, the judgment, the darkness, velahalois hanefesh vasechel, and to elevate and increase the light, the wisdom, the soul. How? Alidei habrochos, through the brochos that we recite, shein b'china savira deretz Yisrael, which represent the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, shal yedeihem nizgalu ha'avois, which is what reveals the merit of the avois. Ki siluk ha'hezek mechaveroi, because removing and correcting any damage that a person caused to another person, shehem dinei nezikin, that's what all the laws of nezikin are about, hu gamkein bebechinas hanal, is also directly related to what we're speaking about here. Bechinas hisalus hanefesh. It's all about elevating the soul, ulahachmiya hadin, and eliminating harsh judgments, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a lot in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Ki hamomoin hu shoyrish hanefesh, because money is also comes from the same place as the soul is rooted. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 59 in Likutei Moran, in other places, that money comes also from the soul, comes from the Kisei HaKavod, and money also originates from that Kisei HaKavod. V'zeh b'china kavod. The Pasuk says, v'ho oysher v'hakavod milfonecho. Wealth and kavod come from Hashem. So the Pasuk puts together oysher and kavod, wealth and kavod. Just like the nefesh comes from the kisei kavod, oysher, ashirus, money, wealth comes from kavod. And this is also hinted to in our chapter of Likutei Moran, chapter 37, shekosav sham, that Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, shal yidei tzedakah malin hanefesh, that one of the things that's very effective in elevating a soul is tzedakah, charity. Ki oni choshuv kameis, because the Gemara tells us that a poor person is considered as if they were dead. Because the person doesn't have money, which is one of the things that injects life into the nefesh. Because holy money, money that's being used, bigdusha, and money that's been made holy by extracting the blood from it, the damim, by giving meiser, giving tzedakah from the money. Now the money, the tzedakah money, and the rest of the money becomes something holy. Money, holy money is rooted in the same place as the soul. Nimtza. So therefore we could understand, kishenoisen mimamonoi tzedakah l'ani, hu mechaya u'mekayem nafshoi. When a person takes from their money and gives it to a poor person, he's giving life to that person, and he's helping that person's nefesh have new existence. As we find the wording in the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about helping another Jew who has financial need, the Gemara says, "Kol hamakayim nefesh achas miYisrael," a person who supports and sustains one nefesh in Klal Yisrael. Ki hamomoin hu hanefesh, because money is the soul. We know we mentioned before the Gemara, the pasuk says ki hadam hu hanefesh, blood is the soul, and the term dam can mean blood. The term dam also means money. Money is called damim in the Torah. So all of these terms are associated with the nefesh. V'alkein. Alidei hamomoin shenoisin loni, alidei ze nisale hanefesh vasechel. And therefore, but through the money which a person gives to a poor person, that elevates the nefesh of that person, and that elevates that person's intellect, the person's sechel, that gives them expanded consciousness. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Tillim, ashrei maskil eldol. Fortunate, blessed is the person who gives sechel to a poor person. Ki ein oni ela min hadas. Because the Gemara says the real poverty is lack of das. So we see that these two go together. The concept of giving money to a poor person to help them financially, and the concept of giving sechel to a person who's lacking in das, are one and the same. Ki hakoil echad, it's all one. Because this person finds themselves in a predicament where they don't have money, shehu bechinas nefesh, money is soul, bechinas sechel, money is also consciousness, the ability to think. When a person, chas v'sham lo aleinu, has major financial difficulty, the person is in a state of constricted consciousness. They can't think big, they can't think clearly. Alkein hu oni min hadas, because he doesn't have money, which is nefesh, which is seichel, therefore also he's lacking in the ability to think. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, chochmas hamiskein bezuya, the intellect of a poor person is shameful, it's not respected. Validei shenoisin loy momoin, and by giving that poor person money, Nisale hanefesh vasechel, that elevates his soul and his intellect. Vaydeze nisale nafshoi shel hanoisin gamkein, and as a result of this, the one who's giving the money, his nefesh also is elevated. Ki hamarachim al abriyos merachmim olav, because the Gemara says a person who shows kindness to others, Hashem will show kindness to them. V'nimshach olav rachmonos v'chesed. So the one that's giving now receives a flow of rachmonos and chesed, shehu bechinas his alus hanefesh, which also causes an elevation to the soul of the one who's giving the charity. And this is why giving tzedakah is also a major form of elevating the soul. ki hamamoin hu shoresh hanefesh, because money is associated with the kisei hakavod, which is the source of all souls.
En aninut ela bedat, right? If the person has that, he can earn a livelihood. But with this definition that Rabbi Natan just gave us, it seems like it's the absolute opposite.
The answer is both are true. It's du-sitri, it's two-directional. Whenever the Torah makes a comparison, very often it works both ways. Ein oni ela min adas, the real poverty is lack of das, number one, and at the same time, poverty also causes lack of das. When a person is feeling tight, that's the terminology that's used. You ask a person, how are things? Things are tight right now. That tightness that the person feels financially also affects a tightness and a constrictedness of the brain. The person can't think. A lot of times, a person who's poor, who's experiencing financial poverty or distress, any problem that they have, they don't know how to deal, they can't think. And they go to somebody else who's not in that situation, somebody who's not necessarily a genius, but a person who's not experiencing any financial difficulty, that person hears the problem and they say, it's no problem, you just have to do this and this. And the person says, why didn't I think of that? And the answer is, the reason why I didn't think of it was because right now I'm in a state of constricted consciousness. Now here again, does this mean that a tzaddik, a great tzaddik, or a Rosh Hashir, a great Talmud Chacham, who doesn't have a large house, who's poor financially, does that mean he's on a lower level das than me or someone else who has a bigger house, who has more wealth? Chas v'shalom. It's not always, it doesn't mean this must mean that, but it means that on a general level, this will affect this. On a general level out there in the world, when a person's experiencing financial pressure, usually it affects their ability to think big, to think broad, you know, to think bigger, that kind of thing. And also when a person is lacking in das, person who's lacking in Torah knowledge and intellect, unfortunately, very often, that results in the person not being able to be financially successful, even though we know there are definitely exceptions. Rabbi Nazal says, especially nowadays, he said this in his time 200 years ago, the wealth has fallen into the Sitra Achra, into the Klipos. And as a result, most wealthy people are nuts, crazy. They're weak in das, but that's because of the fact that we're in a crazy state. The world is in a crazy state. I'm not talking about just today. I'm talking about the past hundreds of years. As we're getting closer to Mashiach, as Hashem, the divine presence of Hashem, is becoming more and more hidden, as we move away from the era when we had the Beis HaMikdosh and we had great tzaddikim like Moshe Rabbeinu, those great tzaddikim, things are getting darker and darker. So one of the reflections of this is that you have crazy, dumb people who could be wealthy, who could be very wealthy. The wealth isn't necessarily a proof that this person has a high level of das. We're talking about das meaning recognition of Hashem, and recognition of mission in life and purpose of life.
And just to clarify, please, this last piece about Milida de Nezikin. Our Rav Nosanzal segued from the laws of damages, which then relates to money, and then we got into the whole tzedakah piece. Is that, so it's really two stages.
Yes, it's two pieces. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nosanzal speaks, he's speaking, that chapter is focusing a lot on things that elevate the soul. And Rabbi Nosanzal mentions Shechita, he mentions that, he mentions Tzedakah, he mentions the heir of Eretz Yisrael, and he also mentions Tzedakah, and especially the Tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nosanzal adds another piece to that. He includes, he makes the connection between Brachos and the heir of Eretz Yisrael, and Nezikin. The Gemara connects those three. And Rabbi Nosanzal says that Nezikin also is all about harming the nefesh. A person who causes financial damage to someone is affecting that person's nefesh, and rectifying it is he'olas nefesh. So Rav Nosson Zal added this piece of Nezikin to the list of things that Rabbeinu Zal gave us, which are all he'olas nefesh, elevating the nefesh.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
It looks like the rich person has opportunity to have connection to with a lot of neshamas. Either to elevate himself to the point of Torah learning and davening and everything, or, you know, to fall down with whatever falling down with money is.
Definitely. Money and wealth play a very major role in life and in Yiddishkeit. And in our Sforim, in Likutei Moran, in Likutei Halachos, Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal speak elaborately about all the positive and significant things of money and wealth, and the opposite, the incredible damage, the idol worship, and the negativity and the destruction that could be caused by money and wealth.
Is having money a bracha klala? Because some people say it's a major klala. It's better to be, you know, looking for a piece of bread than to have, like, you know, rent coming in. I don't really, as a chosha b'tshuva, I don't know. So I was hoping you could help us.
This is one of the points that's made very, very clear in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, that there's two types of money. There's column A and column B. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, mar ben achosim, mar be daiga. The more possessions a person has, the more wealth, the more money, the more worries. Daiga. And daiga is synonymous with sin. We know the Pasuk Dovid HaMelech says, edag mechatosi, I worry from my sins. So there's a general statement that money, wealth, can add worry to a person's life and sin to a person's life. There's another pasuk, oisher shamor lebaolav l'ra'asoi, wealth that's reserved and designated for a person to harm that person, to destroy that person. We know by Haman Harosha, for example, the Torah tells us he told all of his friends, es kvoid oshroi, the respect and wealth that he had. And we know that all of that was given to him to elevate him so that when he would fall, the fall would be a more powerful fall. He would splatter completely. That's one type of wealth. There's another pasuk where the pasuk says, Birkas Hashem hi ta'ashir, the blessing of Hashem gives wealth, v'lo yosef otzev ima, and it does not bring any depression with it. It does not have depression with it. So there's a type of wealth that's Birkas Hashem, that's a blessing of Hashem. And when it's that type of wealth, it does not go together with worry, with any negativity. It could mamish be bracha, you know, pure blessing. Interesting connection to what we're learning here, that Birkas Hashem, when a person makes a bracha on food, here again, food or any possessions, it's called Birkas Hananin, a bracha that a person makes from having pleasure in this world. Pleasure in this world could be a negative thing. A person has pleasure in this world, and that could detract from the pleasure in the next world, in the future world. Or the Gemara says, by Rishoim, Hashem allows them to have pleasure in this world in order that in the next world they'll have only suffering. So here again, Birkas Hashem, when a person blesses Hashem over everything they have. Thank you, Hashem, for my car. Thank you for my home. Thank you for my wife and children. When a person acknowledges that everything is a gift from Hashem, it's a bracha from Hashem, that puts a blessing, that protects that thing from, and protects the person from being harmed by that food or by that clothing or anything a person has.
Right, but why did we think for one moment that it became ours? There's nothing ours. In fact, in Hebrew, yeshli ainli. Where did we come off with the who? When did we become valgaiva to think that it's mine, as if it's yours? Because after 120, you don't have anything anyway. But it didn't. Not you, but I mean, where are we going here?
It started from day one. Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal says that when the snake approached Adam and Chava to get them to go against the instructions of Hashem, his offer to them was, if you eat from this tree, you'll be like Hashem. V'hiyisem kelokim, you'll be like Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Arizal, who says this was a pigam in Gaiva. What do you mean you'll be like, are you nuts? Are you crazy, sick in the head? You think that just by eating this fruit, you're going to be like Hashem, kelokim? And you want to be competing with Hashem? That's what you're looking for? So the Arizal says this was a pigam in Gaiva. And the word Gaiva, Gimel Aleph Vav Hey, is Bigimatria Yud Kei. The first two letters of Hashem's name, which are the highest, the upper part of Hashem's name, which means this pigam affected the highest levels of holiness. And this is why the tikkun, what Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this regarding Rosh Hashanah, this is one of the reasons why Rabbeinu Zal said that Rosh Hashanah is the holiday, it's the most important. And Rosh Hashanah is on Adam Arishan's birthday, on that day when this sin was committed, when the snake said, go ahead, eat from this, you'll be great. You'll be as great as Hashem. The tikkun is Hamelech, 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 to keep repeating over and over, Hashem, you're the king. I'm not king, you're king. King, king, king. All humbling ourselves and accepting oil Malchus Shamayim, accepting Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingdom. That's the significance. That's why one of the most important prayers of the day, that's Midoraisa, is the Kriya Shema that we say in the morning and in the evening, because Shema, the word Shema, makes up the first letters of Oil Malchus Shamayim. What we're saying in the Kriya Shema is, Hashem, you're number one. Hashem, I'm not number one. You're number one, Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is number one. And we love Hashem. And that first paragraph in the Shema, we're accepting Hashem's authority. And in the second paragraph of the Shema, we're accepting the responsibility of fulfilling all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Every single, again, all it's all about humility. It's interesting you brought up this point now. I just saw yesterday, we're going to be reading Parshas Beshalach in this coming Shabbos. And we read Parshas Boi the previous Shabbos. And one of the psukim, I don't recall whether in Parshas Boi, it says there that Hashem says, I'm performed, all of these plagues are all, the Targum says, lahachno, to humble Paroi and the Egyptians. That's what it's really all about. And in the Shira that we're going to say this Shabbos, O Shiro Lashem, let us sing to Hashem, ki go'oi go'o. That Hashem is great, it says go'oi go twice. So the Targum there again says, ki go'oi al gavsona. Paroi was a balgaiva. Paroi said, I'm great. Liya oiri vaniyasi, I created the Nile River. I am G-O-D. Hashem said, you're great, I'm greater. Guess what? I'm greater. And that's really the underlying, one of the most important underlying concepts in Yiddishkeit. This is why the Gemara says, anava, the attribute, the quality of humility, is greater than all other qualities. Because that's what religion, that's what the creation is all about. The Sifrei Kabbalah mentioned that all the other attributes of Hashem could have applied even before creation. Chochma, but Malchus, kingdom, ein melech beloyam. Kingdom, the attribute of melech requires melech over whom? Who are you ruling over? Who are you authority over? And it's specifically we human beings and we Klal Yisrael who have bechira, who have a choice to say, I'm my house, my car, my food, This is my, you're eating my food. A person, that's one choice, or a person could acknowledge that everything, la Hashem ha'oret simloya, that everything is Hashem's. The story of Avram Avinu. How did Avram Avinu bring people close to Hashem? Avram Avinu was wealthy. He had a big house. He was able to put out a beautiful spread when people came to his house. And people were very impressed. And they said, thank you so much for this gorgeous meal. And you have such a big, beautiful house. And Avram Avinu looked at them, what are you talking about? My house? You think it's mine? The world is mine? The food is mine? This food, it's all Hashem. There's Hashem who created the world, and all the produce of this world, he's the one that produces it. So therefore, if we want to be civilized, if we want to be act intelligent, we have to show that we recognize that by acknowledging and giving thanks to Hashem who gave us this food, who gave me my home, my wife and children. That's what it's really all about.
Would you say there was shlichim, shlichim of Hashem? Or shlichim? Like you're a shliach on a mission.
Exactly. Yes.
The car that he gives you or whatever he gives you.
Yes, yes. I know there's a joke that I heard that makes a lot of sense, that people say that the all of the mash that the stores are selling in recent times all have the word li in it. Bisli, kefli, li. It's all promoting me. It's all about me. And in the previous generation, the nash was something else. I forget the word, whether it's new or something, but we're living in the generation of li. It's all about me. Me, mine. What can I do for me? What can I have for me? That kind of thing. And that's part of this hastara, because Hashem is keeping himself so well hidden, because Hashem is hidden and the tzaddikim are hidden. That's what allows the Yetzer Hara to affect people and to get us to forget where did this all come from. You know, in Parshas, at the end of Parshas Beshalach, it mentions that after the Jews went out of Egypt, and again, they saw all the miracles and everything, it says, Vayovoy Amalek. Amalek comes to attack. And Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Medrash, why is Amalek coming to attack? So he says, because the Jews we already forgot who did all of this for us. And the Medrash says this could be compared to a child, a small child, who the father is carrying the child on his shoulders. He's giving him a piggyback ride. And he's carrying the child. And by carrying the child up on his shoulders, the child is protected from bumping into any rocks, from being attacked by any small animals or reptiles or anything like that. And then the child sees people coming and the child says, did you see my daddy? Do you see my daddy anywhere? I wonder where my daddy is. And the father who's carrying this child on his shoulders says, you forgot. You already forgot who's carrying you, who's protecting you. And he takes the child and throws him down. Now let's see you fend for yourself. That this is what happened to us right after coming out of Mitzrayim. And that's when Amalek came and attacked us. And this is the Bechira, this is the free choice that all of us are faced with, that we have the potential, unfortunately, we have the potential to forget very quickly. Every single one of us sees Hashem at times in our lives. We see things that clearly make us aware that Hashem is running the world. The Hashgacha Prati, the miracles, and again, if we had Zikaron, this is why Rabbeinu Zal includes that word Zikaron in that chapter. If we would remember what we're supposed to remember, our lives would be very good. We would live good religious lives. But the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, is Shikha, is all about forgetting. And the word Shikha is Hachosha, darkness. The forces of darkness cause us to forget where we came from. Person comes into this world completely naked, no clothing, nothing. So who owes you anything? I owe it to myself to have two cars. I owe it to my family. We shouldn't be living like this. We should have a better life. Owe what? Owe whom? We owe gratitude. We owe thank you to Hashem for everything that we have, and nobody owes me anything. I only have to give thanks and thanks and blessing for anything that I have. And if I want, if I feel I need anything more, to turn to the source, you know, to look to Hashem.
Rabbi, today we have an opportunity to read the Shne Mikrei HaTargum that teaches us how Hashem fed us in the Midbar. It's the Parashat of the Man, which is today a segula to read, a segula for Parnasa. Fit perfectly with the Shiur.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Any other questions before we close, please? Exactly. Somebody pointed out that the Nash in the previous generation was called Krep Lach, Bega Lach. Lach means to you. To you, lacha means to you. The previous generation was all about giving, sharing with others, parents taking care of children, wanting to have children, wanting to give. And unfortunately, our generation, the nature, the norm, the default, Rahmana Litzlan in children and in others is me, 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 me. It's all about me, chas v'shalom. Whereas the symbol of a Jew, the Gemara says you can recognize a Jew by three attributes, by shonim, a certain shyness, a holy shyness, rachmonim, kindness, and goimlei chasodim, wanting to show kindness to others, wanting to help others, to give to others. We should be zeicha to live up to our title as Jews, to follow the example of Hashem, the example of tzaddikim. The pasuk says, lo yiver rosha v'lo yishalem. A Russia, an evil person, borrows and doesn't return. In this world, we are all borrowing. We're borrowing from Hashem. It's not a gift, it's a loan. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, chayev, chayev, chayev. We owe. What do you mean? Who do I owe? I don't owe anybody anything. Yes, you do. Everything Hashem gives you, he gives as a loan, and he expects something back in return. He expects gratitude. He expects fulfillment to the Torah. A Rasha is one who borrows and doesn't return. The tzaddik choinein v'noisein. The tzaddik is always the one who wants to give. I want to give to Hashem. I want to give Hashem nachas, satisfaction. I want to give to a wife. I want to give to a husband. I want to give to children. I want to give to poor people. I want to give as much as I possibly can. We should be zeicha.
Thank you so much, Rav Nathan. Thank you, Rav Nathan. Sure. All the best. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you very, very much, Rav Nathan. Thank you.
It's still a bit of a challenge if we eat a piece of cake to say, oh yeah, there's an neshama in here.
Yeah, but the more you learn, about it, the more you can, and again, if a person's a little bit slower, unfortunately, we see the cake, and if we make a bracha, we say it in an eighth of a second, and we're not thinking of the words that we're saying. One of the highlights in Breslov, in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, is giving us that little bit of consciousness of what an incredible privilege it is to say a bracha, you know, that you're praising Hashem. Every word is $100 bill. And to the way a person counts $100 bills, that's how we recite a bracha on food. Baruch Ato Hashem. And if you do it that way, it helps. It definitely helps.
Darabah, thank you. Thank you so much, Rabbi.
All the best.